is the Happy Mama Movement with me, Amy Taylor Cabez. Mama to three, author and editor of the Happy Mama magazine. Over my 9 years of mamahood, I have come to realise that the single biggest lesson in all of this is our relationship with ourself. Not our kids, our partners, or our besties, but ourself. So how do we do that while raising our families in this crazy modern world? Here, I share some of my thoughts and insights. Welcome back. Today, I'd like to share with you a topic that I still struggle with a lot. This is still my inner mean mama's favourite thing to say to me when things get hard. And it is often the thing I hear from mamas most. Why does this always happen? And when I say why does this always happen, what I mean is why just before I'm about to do something for myself, just before I do something for my work, whether it's something amazing like a new program, a retreat, an event, something really exciting, or whether it's just something for me personally like a yoga class or a haircut or a day off work so I can just go to the beach and read. Why is it that just before those things happen, one of my kids gets sick or my husband gets sick or something happens with my family that affect my plans? Does that resonate with you? I know it does with so many women. Why is it that just before I do something for me, something amazing, something really good, something happens? So for a long time, my inner mean mama, that voice in my head that loves to say, "See, you can't do anything for yourself. See, they always do this to you." For a long time, I believed that voice, and it was like my ego, that inner mean mama voice, loved it, would stand there with its hands on her hips saying, "See, told you." And I'd get so grumpy and resentful. Why does this always happen? Why is it that every time I have something planned for me or my work, something happens and I have to change my plans? And this only happened again just recently. Now, a little side note here. I think it's so important that we have women in our lives where we can have these conversations, but they beautifully hold us accountable. I am so blessed that I have so many women in my life like this now. So many women who will hold the space for me and say, "Oh, darling, beautiful, I'm so sorry that's happened to you, but," and just gently ask me to rise up. Gently remind me that it doesn't have to be this way. Gently remind me that I have a choice and I can make it better just by changing my thoughts and how I speak to myself. And I am very blessed that I have a little group, myself and two other women, where we have a little conversation going all the time, you know, the voice recorded conversations. And I had this conversation just recently and said, "Oh, why does this always happen? I'm just about to go and do this, and then one of my kids gets sick." And she just very gently said to me, "Amy, there's obviously a mindset and a story there that's making you focus on that and believing that that is what is going to happen every time. And in a way, you're self-sabotaging. In a way, you're using this to confirm that you can't have what you want right now." And wow, did that really help me stop and think, yeah, I have created this story that I can't have what I want right now. I can't do what I want because every time I try to, one of my kids gets sick or something goes wrong and I can't do it properly. So what do we do about this? What I've done personally is start to look at that story and unpack it. Because it isn't true. I have had so many amazing opportunities that I have been able to step into, and my children and partner have been fine. I have been able to do amazing things in my life, even though I have three children on our own in Sydney. But whenever I'm in a funk, I'm overwhelmed, I'm tired, I haven't looked after myself properly, as soon as anything goes wrong, that's the voice that comes in. So I'm sharing this with you today because I know we all have these stories that we self-perpetuate. We gather evidence for. Our inner mean mama voice says, see, there it is, you can't have what you want. But first of all, ask yourself, is it true? Is it really, really true, 100% true, that you can't have what you want? Really look at that. Because often it's not true. There might be elements of it that's true at times, but the blanket statements that the inner mean mama voice loves are not true. Secondly, is there any way that because of this story and mindset that you have, that you're almost creating this for yourself? Now that's a hard one to hear, because we don't want to hear that we're making our lives harder for ourselves. Surely we don't want to take that on as well. So this is my fault as well. But the truth is, what we think, we do create. And if we're believing that we can't have anything, or that we can't have what we want right now in our lives, or any other limiting story you're telling yourself about this time of your life, the truth is, you will make it come into your life more and more if you keep focusing on it. If you keep repeating it to yourself, if you keep looking for evidence, see, there it is, see, I can't have what I want. If you're finding yourself saying this more and more and more, you are actually affecting the outcome of your life. We have to be aware of how powerful our stories and our mindset are. Now, that's not to say that I won't organize something next week for myself when one of my kids gets sick. That might still happen, but I have two choices in how I deal with this. I can either go into my little story and have a mummy tantrum and get all resentful and angry and throw my hands up in the air and say, why does this always happen to me? Or I can choose to stop, acknowledge that old story that's inevitably going to pop up in my mind, and choose differently. Okay, so you're sick. It doesn't mean I can't have what I want. It doesn't mean that I am going to get lost in this today. What's a different choice? What's a different way to look at this? And release that tie to self-sabotage. Release that tie that you feel to that negative story. The truth is, I don't want to be telling myself this anymore. I don't want to be resentful when one of my children are sick. I don't want to feel like in this season of my life, it's all or nothing. I want to be grateful that I have the ability to do both. To do what I really want to do for my soul and for my purpose, but also be there for my children and partner. I want to be in gratitude for all that I have. And I have to drop these stories and mindsets if I'm going to do that. So what stories and negative mindsets are you bringing to certain parts of your life, motherhood, relationships, work, home? And can you see that there is a tie there, that you're keeping yourself stuck, that the inner mean mama voice is keeping this on such high rotation that it's changing the outcome? And if you can, just start looking at it with kindness and seeing if you can gently ask yourself, is it really true? And is there perhaps another answer today? I hope that helps. Until next week, Sat Nam.